So we've just seen Billy Bragg at Speaker's Corner, and I'm with Anna J. Cowan on Twitter, Alien 8 on Twitter, and Richard Gallen on Twitter. And we're joined by a young man as well. Now, we were earlier on, after Billy had finished speaking, we had a very extremist Christian lady came over to us, and nearby there was some kind of gathering with some Muslim people, who were having, we're not quite sure what their point of view was. And this Christian lady, I say Christian in inverted commas, was very, very nasty towards the Muslim people who were exercising their right and their freedom of speech. And we kind of spoke with her, and she was very, very bigoted. But this is great now, because we're sitting here having a coffee, and this young man's come and joined us, and handed us a leaflet, and it seemed that he's also part of the gathering of Muslim people. And maybe I think it's a good opportunity for him to put across and explain what's happening there today. So, my friend, thank you so much. Yes, so maybe can you explain what your friends are doing over in the corner? What's going on?
Basically, we're just commemorating the martyrdom of Hussein, who was the holy grandson of the Prophet. Now, the reason we're commemorating is really because he stood for justice and against oppression. And in his time, around 1400 years ago, there was an evil tyrant called Yazid, who put to his people oppression with all sorts, like when it comes to influencing religion, when it comes to violence, terrorism. And our Imam, the Holy Prophet, the Holy Grandson of the Prophet, had stood up against this and was martyred, and his family was martyred. So even a six-month-old baby was killed because of this, you know, in the battlefield. I mean, six-month-old is like, you know, this is against humanity, really and truly, and this is nothing to do with Islam. So we're trying to say that he stood for the real Islam, whereas the people who still followed that Yazid's mentality are still here with us today, with the with the mentality of like very extremism of Islam. But they have a different interpretation about it. So
I think that's really important, because this lady we're speaking to, she seemed very confused, and she just seemed to think that Islam is like one entity, kind of one people, and in her view they were all extremists. Mm-hmm. And you were a threat to this country. But from what you're putting across, with there's quite a very, very large gathering out. Yeah. Towards by Marble Arch.
Yeah.
So your friends, people over there, this is, you know, quite, this is totally against an extremist Islam.
Yeah,
point
of course.
Of view,
we're here for peace. We're standing here for justice and against oppression. And in regards to the lady who's whose views are very extreme, at the end of the day, there are people who are given a bad image of Islam. Now, the thing is, the minority don't speak for the majority. And what I'm trying to say, the majority of Islam is peaceful. And everyone, all my friends, all the people I know, are against the people who are doing all these sort of suicide attacks. And, you know, it's nothing to do with our religion. In the Quran, it says if you kill a human being, it's like killing the whole of mankind. You know, and if you save a human being, it's like saving the whole of mankind. So where does that ideology of making suicide bombs come through? I don't understand that. No, like, right, Muslim would understand that. So,
and do you think that the media in this country, like mainstream TV and all the newspapers, do they kind of put across the way that you live your life as a Muslim, or are they a lot more? Are they not?
To be honest, I think like the mainstream media is like, there's a lot of Islamophobia going on, and you know, the true, whenever you don't hear good news, you know, bad news sells at the end of the day. So anything bad, especially, you know, when it's got the name of Islam, that's it, it's going to hit breaking news. Whereas if you hear something good about Islam, or you hear good news everywhere, it's not going to come onto the media, because at the end of the day, bad news sells.
Okay, well, that's a very kind of you to put across what you've got to say, and I like what you've been saying. Is maybe anywhere people listening can go and find out more? Have you got a website, or what could be a good starting point online?
There's a lot of websites you could go through. You could go to, there's one, aimislam.com. There's alislam.org.
So we've got a flyer here. So anyone listening, it's al/islam.org. That could be a good place to go.
And there's another one, which is aimislam.org. .com, sorry. That has a lot of articles when it comes to politics, economics, including the divisions between Shia, Sunni. It's got everything, a brief history about Islam. So I really recommend that website, because I learned a lot from that website.
Okay, my friend, I shall shake your hand.
Thank you
for really putting across your point of view.
No, thank you, I'm so pleased
that you had the chance here at Speaker's Corner, or just off towards Marble Arch. Yeah, so I think to express your point of view, and likewise the Christian lady was putting across her point of view. But I say there's more people listening to what you were saying than they were listening to what she had to say, because she was a bit crazy.
I'm very happy to hear that there's a lot of open-minded people like in Britain, because
definitely
I used to be always thinking that people in Britain might be too extreme against Muslims as well after 9/11. So, you know, I'm very happy to hear that everyone is like not just listening to the mainstream media, they actually know their own things about Islam.
Yeah, understanding, that's what everyone needs. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.